right there, am I not? For Iowa? One of the western states.
My home's in Iowa. Council Bluff.
Council Bluff, that's right.
And Sioux City is my native home.
And
west beyond Council Bluff. And Des Moines.
And what did you do for a living after you left home?
I was a railroad person. I ran away from home when I was 14 years old and went to work for myself because I didn't want my father to take care of me, my grandmother. Is that what you want?
Yeah. Now let you listen to what you said.
If you're telling a lie, it's going to choke you a little
bit. Let's record that. I think that's a very good statement.
Yeah.
Let's record just what you said there. Because I think it's so very true.
Just go ahead.
Say it.
What you just said about
you're
telling the truth.
If you're telling
the truth, you can speak the truth. If you tell a lie, it will choke you. May God have mercy on your soul.
I think if you tell the truth, it sounds like the truth. If you tell a lie, you can tell when people are not the truth, right?
That's right. That answers the same way this way.
Same way.
It'll tell on you. When I ask you people to come in and make yourselves at home, I mean it. If I didn't, it'd be a little something choking in here. You never know when a person die. It's something chokes you. You know saw a person die? He takes one long breath, two shorts. He's gone. You don't believe that, do you?
I don't know. I never died.
Well, you got me there in a way. But did you ever see anyone die? That's
no,
point.
No, I never did.
All right, I excuse you this time. But what you say again, it's going to be hard to get you. You know, I'm so glad to see. I was worrying if you was coming this year. No, you didn't come last year. But I had a lot of your friends here.
Yeah, that's right. Now let's, you want to stop it for a minute? Things like that, which I already know, but just to have them on the tape.
I don't know if you know his name or not. I've been trying to figure out the last 20-some years.
He certainly is a nuisance, isn't he? Would you tell us your name and where you live?
Floyd Herman.
Speak loud, please.
I can hear him.
Black and White, New York.
Were your ancestors here when the colony of Sholem was here?
Well, some of my older ancestors probably was.
Uh-huh. Did your father ever tell you about Sholem?
Yes.
What was your father's name?
Joseph.
Joseph
Herman.
Joseph Herman.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what did he do for a living?
He farmed it and made hoops.
Uh-huh.
Cut cordwood. Cut logs.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of the stories he told you about the colony of Sholem?
Well, no, there wasn't many stories, but he used to show me these foundations that you were speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
And used to tell about it.
Was there a graveyard there?
Well, they always claimed there was a graveyard, but I never knowed anyone had seen it.
Mm-hmm. And last year when we were here, you told a story about a foundation where the ghost of the man would come back?
Yes.
Would you tell us that story?
Well, it's just a foundation or a house stood, and Some of the old folks claim that they seen a ghost come back there, used to come back there. But it's only hearsay. I don't know how true it is, you know.
And what did they say? Who was this ghost? Didn't they give him a name?
Well, it was Unahana that lived there.
And didn't they say why he came back?
No, I never heard why he came back.
Mm-hmm. And you never saw him?
No, I never saw him.
Were there any other stories about ghosts?
No, I never heard of any more.
About other kinds, apart from the Sholem, were there, did your father or mother ever tell you any ghost stories when you were young? Ghosts or witches?
Oh, well, they might have told me some already.
Uh-huh.
Now, I had an uncle once who wanted to take up this foundation that I'm speaking about, where this spirit come back, whatever it was, and he wanted my father to help him dig it up. He said probably there's fine money in there. But he never helped him, never dug it up.
He was afraid to?
He had an idea that there wasn't any money there.
Mm-hmm.
We always heard that's the reason these people left, because
mm-hmm.
they're short of money.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't think there was any buried.
Well, that's good reasoning.
Yes.
Sure.
I'd like to ask you a question. What about the cornerstone they claim brought from Cross over here?
Huh?
Didn't they claim there was a cornerstone from Jerusalem, or a stone from Jerusalem here?
I never heard of it.
Did you hear that story? I did too.
They might be. I've heard there's graveyards and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you always put a cornerstone when they put a synagogue down? A bill of synagogue?
I imagine so.
Beg pardon?
I should think so, yeah.
Well, I know it so.
But there was a rumor that there was a stone, some sacred stone here from Jerusalem.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Would you tell...
There's several people here asking about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I...
Yeah.
Excuse me for buttoning.
No. Anytime you think of any question, please come right in. Also, there was another story that Mrs. Moran was mentioning about digging for some sort of crystal or precious stone around here. Could you tell us that story?
Yeah, that was over again this mountain, but it wasn't the Jewish people that done it.
No, I'm.
Yes.
Yeah, we're away from that now.
Yes,
just.
They're a place over there. They used to be digging. They called it a mine.
Wasn't that in Pottersville?
No, that's this side of Pottersville. That's this side of the mountain. There was little stones there, like diamonds, but they was worthless. It was no good.
Wasn't there a man?
May I ask you one question? How do you know it wasn't in Potterville?
Of course, I know where Potterville is.
You know where the line's at?
No.
Well, why did you say it wasn't in Potterville?
And these little things, they was on stones.
Uh-huh.
Piece of stone, no, there'd be probably 100 of them stuck fast on that stone. Just like diamonds in a ring, only they looked more like glass. Some large size and some small, but they was worthless because there wasn't even they
what?
Lay up there in the mountain. You can find him yet up there.
Wasn't there a man who dug for them there?
Yes, yes.
Who was? What was his name?
Billy Talbot.
Billy Talbot?
Talbot.
Talbot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And his son, wasn't he in it too?
I don't know about that.
Uh-huh.
Another man in with it, but I don't know who was in with him.
Uh-huh.
I did hear, but I don't know what his name was no more.
They dug a lot of them up?
Oh, yeah, they dug a lot of these here little stones up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they ever found anything worth anything. They quit, and I don't know anything about
did
what
did you ever hear any stories the old-timers told of silver mines there?
No, I never
or anything like that?
No.
You ever hear stories of precious stones or gold or silver or lead?
I never did unless they were looking for something like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they were looking for when they dug there, see?
Mm-hmm.
But I've been there where it was different times.
Mm-hmm.
All I ever found was these little stones like diamonds. They're sticking fast in them.
Didn't Uncle Ed have some of those stones?
Huh?
Uncle Ed.
Well, yes, I've had them, lots of them. I brought them home with me already different times, but I ain't got no more.
What'd you do with
them? Put them away.
Why?
Let them lay around. They got lost. I never took care of them. They was no good. If there was these people, the Doug would take, took them with them. What they left in that mine was worthless. If it wasn't wood,
they didn't go down deep enough.
If they had been worth anything, they took them with them. There was the whole piles of them, as big as this table. Lots of them there.
Maybe they didn't go deep enough.
Well, maybe not. Well, it was the same as everything is now. It didn't cost money to go deep. The deeper they went, the more it cost.
Would you be willing to try that over again if I went with you?
What?
Would you willing to try to dig that over again if I went over with you?
I don't know if I could find it or not now no more. To grow it up so.
How far is it from here?
Oh, it's a mile and a half.
How long did this man dig? For a year or?
Oh, that I don't know. That's for my time.
Oh, it was. Uh-huh.
All I had seen is the place where my father and old people showed me.
Uh-huh.
Told me what his name was and showed me where he dug.
Good. Think you'll mount anything?
We used to pick huckleberries there, and we used to take to show me where this place was where he dug.
Mm-hmm.
My father, he remembered him. I guess he's seen him. I think the man that helped him, name was Ostrom, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We worked together.
You think that Mrs. Moran would come out and let us question her?
I'll see if I can get a rope around her.
All right, you do that. You come right in, Mr. Moran, wherever you see...
He'll be in there all the time.
He doesn't need an invitation. I remember... You're telling a story about people believing that there was a ghost somewhere around here. Remember that, about this family?
Oh, yeah, that was up here at Davis's.
Yeah, could you tell us that, about what happened there? The people were later afraid to come back there?
Yeah. That's up to the stuccoed house up there.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago... They was Keener's lived there. Belonged, that was the Keener house always.
Mm-hmm.
But now they call it Chalusky Place because it changes hands, see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of her sons, Henry, I believe his name was, after his father died, he come home once or twice, and when he passed that water hole, there's a place on the right, there's a water hole, always water in it. And when he got along there, he saw a man with no head. And I think he only was there twice.
Mm-hmm.
And each time he saw it, and he's never been here since.
Yeah.
That's really true, too.
And what, wasn't there some trouble with his father or something like that?
Well, that might have been. That I don't know, but I did hear that he was a cruel man, old Keener.
And then there was this story about the these precious stones that they dug for.
Oh, that's over here in the Welton lot.
Mm-hmm.
In Billy Talbot's mine.
Mm-hmm. did he dig for long there?
Quite a long while, I guess. It was beyond my time, but I mm-hmm. heard about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They dug for quite a good while.
Did you ever hear any stories of any silver there, or lead, or something?
No,
gold?
The only thing I know was them stones, all cut glass on them like diamonds.
Mm-hmm. There were some stories of some lost silver mines over near Ellenville. Did you ever hear any of the stories about that?
No, that I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Were there ever any stories about witches around here?
Well, I know Abby Jane McDowell used to tell different things that I, beyond my time,
you don't remember
them. I don't
know. And do you remember any of the stories about the Jewish colony that was here?
No, only I just heard that there was 41 or two houses down there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
And a hotel that sold, had a bar down there, whiskey. And my uncle used to drink whiskey in it.
What was his name?
Joseph Eck.
Uh-huh.
Now, giggle. Giggle now.
Mm-hmm.
You got Bill right
what
there.
They,
back
what here. Are they laughing about?
Oh, I don't care. I don't mind.
The joke to Floyd.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you know he can't keep quiet. So he used to drink whiskey in there.
So,
But that's a long time ago.
Is that why those people ran out of money?
I don't know, maybe it is.
Did you hear that story of the bewitched, or the ghost that came back to look for money in this?
No, I never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
The Germans settled here and chased the Jewish peoples away. Well, they did.
You were part of the Germans, you were of German background, right? The
I am.
Both
sides.
Ex in Harmon.
Both sides is all German. German descent.
Uh-huh.
All sides.
You got anything to say on that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you got anything to say?
Some
on
come from Germany, the old people, but the rest of us are all born around here.
Mm-hmm.
No.
When they came from Germany, this was real wilderness.
Well, here you
pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good while ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Want to hear that?
Yeah.
I think so, and something might have happened to the M. The first name has been there, probably.
Yes, the MC.
Yeah.
Almost looks like C here. And W A R G
W A K
W A K D. They found this over there at your grandfather's place?
My grandmother Rex.
Oh, over here.
Yeah. Ma's mother's.
It was a cornerstone underneath that old house up there. It's over 100 years old now.
Why don't you shut up?
That's right.
Tell me
that.
You help me, God.
Well, before we go, we would like to have campers and counselors sing for you. And Danny, would you lead?
So this way I can tell. Now sometimes the microphone will be
one of them
far
can set
away
right close.
So I just move it closer.
Does anybody know the verses to This Land Is Your Land?
Yeah.
All right, we start with the chorus. Well, I don't have to stand up here to lead you. I think if we all sang this way towards everybody, it'd be a lot nicer.
You got it going now?
Oh, yeah?
You want to go?
Come on.
This is the way I tell that it's coming through.
Come on, let's go.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to New York Island, from Edward Forrest to the
don't put that on tape, don't do it then, right?
Sure. This land was made for you and me.
Yes, of course, Naya.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land.
This is a song that was collected around here.
As I arrived in St. Louis on April the 10th, 1 week in the city in pleasures I spent, a notice in the papers I happened to find, advertisement for men on the Rock Island line. There were Swedes and Bohemians, Polanders and Jews, all marching down Broadway to meet Billy Hughes. We each chipped in $2, and our passage did sign to be foreheaded straight to the Rock Island line. We reached Mascatina next morning at 8, got off at the station, he says you are late. For there was a train left precisely at 9 with 10,000 bums for the Rock Island line. But to please your desires, I'll do all I can. I can tell by your looks you're a square working man. So go down to Newcastle, you'll notice the sign, Brocky Collins Hotel on the Rock Island line. So I began to work on the first day of May. It was $1.50 I heard was my pay. I stayed there 3 weeks and I summed up my time. I was scarce out of debt on the Rock Island line. So I went to Brocky Collins, the place of my board. I hoisted my turkey for to tramp on the road. I met my old boss, he says you're on tramp, and gave me an order to old Snyder's camp. I stayed with old Snyder one week, you could bet. If I stayed there 2 weeks, I could have starved me to death. It was codfish and cabbage, the cook chewed it fine, and served it for hash on the Rock Island line. There's old Brocky Collins, we all knowed him well. For damning and scolding, there's none can excel. He's a big English bum from Newcastle-on-Tyne, and he runs the mud cart on the Rock Island line. Of those young railroad girls, there are plenty round here. You can tell by their actions, they're kind and sincere. For each Sunday evening, they all do combine to raise us a shindig on the Rock Island line. And they dance till they sweat, and they wet all their clothes, and they till the old shanty boys tether nails from their toes. But for fun and for dancing, there's none can outshine all those charming young belles on the Rock Island line.
Now, Mr. Moran, don't you tell me that you worked on the Rock Island line.
Beg pardon?
Did you work on the Rock Island line?
Yes, I did.
I thought so.
Yes, sir, I did.
We worked on a New York Central, so.
Ever hear any songs like that?
No.
No, very good.
Guess about the only one you hear is Casey Jones, huh?
Yeah, please.
Oh, I played that song when I was a young lad, Casey Jones.
You did?
Yeah.
How about singing it into the machine?
I've forgotten it. I'm too old now.
He's just bashful. Art can remind you how it goes.
Well, I'll tell you, his eyes changing. Did you look at his pupils? Sometimes the pupils still
are. I don't mind that. I can take anything they feel up, but look out next week, we're coming back.
Well, I think we'd better be on our way.
No, you ain't got no piano players again today, huh?
Well, we have one right here, a very fine one.
Oh, right there?
With the earpieces on. He's a very fine piano player.
Oh, I think he should at least. Maybe he can't play it no more. It's out of tune, but I suppose he could make a little.
How about it, Norman?
Oh, maybe I'm out of tune.
Play us one of these, Bob. Well, then it'll work all right. Come on.
You wanted your age on here.
Well, he's only 16.
I don't think we have enough tape there to put your age on.
Oh, we've got some.
I don't think we have enough tape there to put your age on.
Gotta go over in the woods and stretch it back.
Well, don't make it so long. Tell us.
You're only 39.
Your age.
I was born 1897, 25th day of December. And my mother's from Wine Island, and I was born 360 feet from New United State of America.
On the boat.
I ain't gonna say that.